Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the service this evening. Start off, we'll start with three songs here. First song, song number 25 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 25. Okay, for your second song, turn to song number 54. Song number 54.
To be and
your third song, turn to song number 126. Song number 126. Okay, at this time, Matt will have our devotional for us.
Good evening. For devotions tonight, let's turn to Psalm 25. And we're going to read this psalm together. Just read it responsively. And after that psalm, after we're finished reading that, I'm going to ask three of you men to give to choose a song and to say, give a little testimony on it, say what it means to you. And then we'll, Trenton and I will lead those. And maybe I'll ask Marcus Knepp and Lauren and, let me see, maybe Brian Knepp. If you would each just choose a song, say, stand up, say a little bit what it means to you, and we'll go in that order after each one of you has done that. Then we'll lead the song up here. So Psalm 25. Let's all stand, and we'll just read this together. I'll read the first verse, and y'all can read the second, and so on. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies, thy loving kindness, they are many ever old.
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way.
The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great.
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted.
The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses.
Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins.
Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. You may be seated. I like those last two verses. I put my trust in thee, I wait on thee. We're going to sing this psalm, and then we will look to Marcus. Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Marcus, when you're finished, Marcus, we'll sing that song, so on.
Jesus Christ is made to be.
My.
Thank you for that. For your next song, turn to song number 498 in the Christian hymnal. And after this song, the children can come up and Allison will lead them in a couple of songs. Song number 498. Children can come forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allison, and you children for that. I really enjoyed that. You children are probably getting a lot of singing right now, aren't you? We don't get tired of hearing you. That was very good. Does someone have a selection?
397?
Christian hymnal? After this song, we'll ask for a group that Trenton's a part of that is practicing some songs for Hadassah's wedding to come forward. So we'll get to get a sneak preview of that, and we'll look to you after this song.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here with all of you. We have two songs that we're going to share tonight. These are some songs that we're going to be singing next weekend at Caleb and Hadassah's wedding down in Arkansas. And we were asked to sing some of these tonight. So that's we're going to sing Magnificat, which is a beautiful piece of glorifying God, what he has done for us. It's a real beautiful one for that. And then the second one is called The Summons. And the question is there, it says, will you come and follow me if I but call your name? And it's asking that question multiple times throughout the song. Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? It's asking that, and the last verse, well, it asks a lot of questions in here, very really deep questions. And the last one is Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company, I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me. And that is all of our prayer.
My spirit rejoices.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll have another song at this time, and after this song, I'm going to pick two older ladies from the congregation here to pick a song and pick someone to lead that song. So turn to song number 600 in your Christian hymnals. I'll just go ahead and pick you guys right away. See Mary and Nancy. You guys can pick your favorite song and pick someone to lead it after this song. Song number 600. Okay, you can just go in that order.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for choosing those songs. Let's open the church hymnal to number 64. After this song, I'll take one more selection from you, then we'll have the chorus come up. Number 64. I've come to really appreciate this song. It has a lot of meaning packed into it. So let's just think of the words as we sing them. And then one more selection after this song.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious amen, sung by
Christian hymnal. Amazing Grace.
We have two songs this evening to share, and I think they're both probably familiar to you by now. The first one, "With Wings as Eagles," is drawn from Isaiah 40, the verse that says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And yesterday we were just remembering the passing of Mom, and thinking about that, and in the 5 years since then, many changes that have happened, even in our families. And I was just drawn again to this song. It was a special song of my nephew who passed away a number of years ago as well, that life is fleeting, and yet in the midst of all that, we can have strength as eagles. There's a promise of a life beyond that. And the second song tonight is "Faithful Love," and speaks of God's faithfulness to us.
So shall they rise. that was so, I remember preachers used to say when I was a boy that don't use the word fun, it's too casual. That was fun though, I really enjoyed that. It was a good evening. Thank you, Trenton and Matt, for leading the singing tonight, and thank you for everybody who participated. Really, really, really enjoyed that. And I was thinking too this afternoon, I saw the statuses of Ginny's children, and thinking about Ginny just a little bit. And Ginny was a wise little woman, and lots of people went to her for advice. And one of the things about going to Ginny for advice is don't ask if you don't want to know, because she would tell you. And that was one of the things that made her a wise woman. She also, I just remember her just unending, she was cheerful, but she was also realistic. She was that kind of person. And she didn't have a whole lot of patience for maudlin, the suffering saint kind of a person. And before she was sick, her song was number 25 in the church hymnal, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee." And after she got sick, it didn't change. She didn't allow herself to be maudlin about her own terminal illness. And she would not appreciate if people took it upon themselves to treat her that way. And so "Joyful, joyful" sort of became her fight song. Here I'm being maudlin. But that was one of the things that really inspired me watching her, was that her circumstances changed. One of the things that didn't change was this outlook. And it was embodied, I think, in this song. "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee." Didn't change. And so she sang it as a healthy person, and she sang it as a dying person. And I think the meaning of the words changed for her. Yet the song stayed the same. And she's an inspiration to me still, and to all of us, I know. So just know, those of you, her family, that she's deeply missed by the rest of us too, and we're there for you. And I would like to sing this song in her memory, and as she would like us to say, for the glory of God. This is God's song, chosen by Ginny. So let's sing it like the lady we are remembering, with some zip, with some zoom, and without a lot of self-consciousness. Let's sing this to God. "Joyful, joyful, we adore you, Lord of glory." Get my glasses. "God of glory, Lord of love." Matt, could you give me G?
"Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of chanting bird and